The housing market isn't gloomy everywhere. In fact, it's going strong in a number of places like Hong Kong, Japan, and Bulgaria. Jane Goodall is co-founder of Quest Bulgaria magazine. It's a real estate journal that helps buyers get a handle on the Bulgarian market. Jane joins us now from Kotel, Bulgaria. Thanks for talking to us.
Hi, Alex, and a bit belated, but happy 4th of July.
Oh, thank you very much. So,
you're welcome.
Jane, housing news from around the world is pretty bad. Why has Bulgaria remained immune?
It goes back really in history here. Bulgaria has not been part of the EU until last year. And also, the banks have been very careful, very conservative in their lending. And they have always based their lending on what the banks themselves and their clients can really afford. They haven't given 100% mortgages. In fact, I think that mortgages here have only been available in the last 8 years. So it shows how new it is. And they've been ultra conservative. So they've protected themselves and don't have the problems that Western Europe and the USA have.
Not to be completely U.S.-centric, but I'm wondering if Bulgaria actually has looked at America and said, okay, we're not going to do that. We're not going to make those same mistakes.
Ah, it's not at all American-centric. This is a new country on the map. And so they can look at what Western Europe has done. They can look at what America's done. And they can say, we'll take all the best things. And so they can kind of leapfrog and provide something new and innovative and perhaps better. And they can look at it and say, oh, well, you've had some bad experiences. We're not going to do that. So you're right. They're real sharp.
So, Jane, is the supply keeping up with demand right now?
What we're seeing today, and we get information from many, many resources, as you can imagine, that in certain resorts, which have been very popular for a long time now, such as Sunny Beach on the coast, Bansko in the ski areas, they have really high supply. At the same time, this overdevelopment or this potential overdevelopment is being constrained by the government here and by the EU. So demand remains high, and I think it's especially high amongst affluent Bulgarians, the local customers, Russians, Belgians, and actually, third in my list now would be the US of A.
So what's a typical deal in Bulgaria right now? What would you get for, let's say, $200,000 US?
My God, that's enormous money in Bulgaria. really, it is. I mean, for that kind of money, wow. You could go to the Black Sea coast, have a villa overlooking the sea with your swimming pool, all done, everything built, whatever you like.
Sold.
Come on, I'm going to make sure I will pass you on to somebody tomorrow.
That's Jane Goodall of the real estate journal called Quest Bulgaria magazine. And though I don't own a home on the Black Sea coast just yet, I do own one here in Los Angeles. If you want that story, you can check out our new blog. It's called Daydreaming. You can find it at npr.org/blogs/daydreaming. Stay with us on Day to Day from NPR News.